about my three children, Geneva, Jackson, and Truman. I think the only thing I really need to explain is that when you hear the word Juki, that's Jackson's name. This is called the functional family. Brad had been quoted in the press saying that Andy and I are very different from one another, in that Andy grew up in a functional family. And this so amused me that I tried to imagine how I could represent my current family poetically. This is what I came up with. The functional family. It's in three parts. One, questions from Geneva, age 8. Daddy, who is the protagonist of this story? What is the climax? Is that an obstacle? And do all the obstacles come from the antagonist? Could I have some cotton candy? What if you wrote an entire poem using only my words? What if bad guys stole my personality? Could we catch their getaway car? Could we crack their safes? Daddy, don't wake the Teletubbies. Don't disturb the Wiggles. Daddy, do you see a truck? Do you see a truck? Do you see a truck? To Jackson. We get many first invitations to family dinners, but never seconds. One neighbor had wall-to-wall carpeting until Jackson came for a visit. One had no wax floors until Jackson taught him about wax. Behold, he said in his dookie way, I present to you 100 varieties of wax. Wine glass in hand, the husband led me from the playroom as Juki balanced atop the terrarium, reaching for the candles. It's his house, I thought. We'll be gone soon. Soon the floor was a variegation of wax. Behold, the candle wax, ear wax, beeswax, and mix of wine and cheese wax. Jesse Jackson once said that America is not a blanket, one piece of unbroken cloth, the same color, the same texture, the same size. No, Jesse taught us that America is more like a quilt, many pieces, many colors, many sizes, all woven and held together by a common thread. Finally, quiet in his crib, but never asleep, our Jackson has found that common thread, and he has pulled it hard. Behold our quilt now. It resembles Bush's America. The patterned symmetries are now scoured by acid rain. The heads of the ducks and the rabbits have been clear cut. This land is Juki's land. That smog I smell has licked its tongue into the corners of our evenings. Jackson, your storms and hurricanes have leveled the shelf of picture books. Jackson, we still feel the effects of your tsunami. Jackson, the fault lies not with ourselves, but under your feet when you fall from the crib before dawn. Thunder lizard, joy buzzer, wordless banshee, behold, it's Jackson. 3. Truman section. Truman section of the house he shares with the photo album, the computer, the guest bed, the Jackson free toys, all precious, all breakable. At 4 months, when not sleeping, this unsuspecting boy smiles broadly. He lives to catch our eye. He could win a staring contest, the boy said during show and tell, when my daughter brought him to school. We stare and stare at this last child, the blue boots, the jewel bib, the dragon gems to which we have pinned our hopes. We are counting on you, tiny child. At 75th percentile weight, 90th percentile height, your size matches both siblings together at this age. Good for you, boy. Grow strong legs, for at times you will need to run. Your fat hands now can palm a ping pong ball. Soon that broad grip will block less gentle projectiles. Those soft shoulders, now so close to your ears, will broaden strengthen and calcify under loads we are thankful not.